Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to ask you a question. And that question is, what is more fascinating, interesting, important on social media? Is it engagement or is it education? So I saw this post from one of my friends, Allie, on LinkedIn, and it was about quotes from content experts. And one of the people quoted in there is Mari Smith. Now, Mari is one of these people who is truly an expert. She is known as the queen of Facebook. As a matter of fact, she pretty much works for Facebook, but she's an independent consultant. Now, Mari, if you're listening, I'd love to have you on the podcast someday. But anyways, her quote was, "Content is king, but engagement is queen. And the lady rules the house, and man, is she right about that." But I beg to differ a little bit. I don't necessarily say engagement is queen. I say consistency is queen. Because engagement is something that is a bright, shiny object. Yes, it is measurable in social media. It's measurable in a lot of different ways. But engagement does not necessarily equate action. And that's why I'm asking the question, what's more important, engagement or education? Now, let me explain the difference between the two. Engagement is something that you can measure, and generally you get the best results with quick hits. Something short, easy to digest, and something that gets attention. Now, I fully embrace this in my social media strategy. As a matter of fact, every single day, I do a caption contest, a quote of the day, and occasionally I'll dump in a funny meme when I see one. And they get a lot of engagement. A lot of people like, they comment, they share, which is huge. But the big thing about it is it's building on a pile-on effect of community. When other people see people jumping on board and commenting or liking or sharing, they'll jump on and do the same thing. And I've seen other people do it too, where they'll just ask a simple question, you know, and usually it's a deep question. It's not, what's your favorite color? You know, it's more like, you know, what drives you the craziest in business? It's usually pretty specific. And people will jump on and answer the question, especially if they feel like they have a good answer. People love doing that. The thing about engagement, though, is engagement doesn't necessarily get any action. It creates awareness, which unto itself is great. And it's really good for the algorithms. It helps your stuff get seen more often. But I tend to get more benefit from educational posts. Now, education has longer-term benefits. And usually it includes long-form text. In the case of Facebook, it's around 2,000 words, I think. In LinkedIn, it's about 1,200 characters. That's all you get. But usually it starts with a question. And further on down the post, it starts to answer the question or at least pose some ideas. Now, one of the things that really makes that tick is posting a really great graphic with it. And I've done that a handful of times in LinkedIn, and the amount of engagement that I get is incredible. But the education side of things keeps with people. It makes them think beyond just that initial like or comment or share. It actually sticks with them. And it has an accumulative effect over time. Eventually, you're going to get somebody to actually take action. So I believe that both of those are important, but it really depends on your audience and where you're playing. It's different on Facebook than it is on LinkedIn. So you can get away with a mix of both, But I tend to say that if you're dealing with a consumer audience, you're probably better off doing the shorter engagement posts. And when you're dealing with a business audience, you're probably better off doing the longer education posts. So if you're a longtime listener to this show, you know I'm not a huge fan of auto-posting. I call it ding-dong ditch. You post something and you run away and you don't engage with people after you've posted your stuff. But some of these content posting platforms can be helpful. You can actually plan out and schedule posts and have them work for you all the time. So you can spend a chunk of time getting them ready and then let them run their cycle. But there's big differences in what they offer. So let me present you with six options. The first one is Buffer.com. And Buffer allows you to have 8 profiles, meaning 8 different social media profiles, 2 Facebook, 2 LinkedIn, whatever. And you only get 1 user. Now, it's only $15 a month, but you can only do 100 posts a month. And this offers you a 7-day free trial. So if you're just kind of getting into it, it's a good place to start. The next one, and probably the most popular, is Hootsuite. Hootsuite will allow you 10 profiles and, again, 1 user for $29 a month. And it gives you a 30-day free trial. So now we start to get into some of the bigger boys, and these guys are ones that allow you to plan and manage teams. CoSchedule is one of those, and I interviewed Garrett Moon, episode 349. And CoSchedule allows you 10 profiles and 3 users and costs $80 a month, and it'll give you a 14-day free trial. The one thing you may remember CoSchedule from is they have an incredible headline analyzer tool, which I use for every blog and podcast that I do. Now, the next two you can find at brianloves.info/whatever the name of the tool is. And these are both tools that I have used and absolutely love for different reasons. So the first one's called Planable. And actually, if you listen to episode 475, which is the next episode after this one, I have an interview with Vlad Kalis, and he is the CEO and developer of this. This is a really cool tool because it gives you unlimited profiles, as far as I can tell. You get 3 users, and it's $39 a month with a 14-day free trial. But the reason I like this so much is because it actually gives you a visual indication and allows you to get a team together to look at it and approve and comment on those posts before you put them up. So it's kind of a cool tool. Check it out. brianloves.info/planable. The next one I've talked about before, which is kind of the big dog. It's 366. You can get that at brianloves.info/366. And 366 is kind of a granddaddy of all of these, at least in my mind, because it not only does the social media posting, but it also does email campaigns, drip campaigns, lead capture pages, and it will do the planning and scheduling just like all the rest of them. This one is $125 per month, but it has unlimited users and unlimited accounts, so you can do an amazing amount of stuff. So if you've got a lot of accounts and a lot of people that you're managing, it's a great tool for that. So those are all of the tools that I wanted to share with you today, and let me leave you with some final thoughts. Think about this. Engagement builds awareness. Education builds trust. Both have value, but they really depend on your audience, your platform, and your expectations. What's most important is engaging with those you educate, because that, my friends, is how you prime the pump for sales. One of the most important things to me is authenticity, and I really generally only promote products that I use and love. So if you want to learn about some more of those great products, go to brianloves.info, where you'll find some of the products that I actually use to make my business grow every week.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.